Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Jay Onright from TSN, fun fact about him, used to work here in Saskatoon, and he loves talking about Saskatchewan on his show, Jay and Dan.
Can we hear Al Michaels say the province's name one more time, Jay?
Saskatchewan.
Yeah, that's right. It's, you know, I always want to say to people, it's, if you imagine that Saskatchewan is the last three letters of the name are W-I-N.
Yes.
Saskatchewan.
Yeah, because, and if you say that to someone from Saskatchewan, and you say it that way, they're like, yeah. Wow, yeah. You know how to say it.
Yeah, get it right, Al Michaels.
Yeah.
So first of all here, I hate people that really go like Saskatchewan.
Like you can
tell you're American when Saskatchewan, you know?
Saskatchewan.
Is Jay Onright correct here, though? Is it Saskatchewan?
I feel like we've opened a can of worms here because I don't think it's Saskatchewan. I don't think it's Saskatchewan. I think, in my opinion, it's Saskatchewan.
So like one.
One.
Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
Not one, one.
This goes to the same thing, and we had this argument with a friend a little while ago about Calgary.
Oh, it's, not this
it's
one.
It's the city of if you read it, Calgary.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're from Calgary, no one says that. They
no
say
one.
They're from Calgary.
Yeah.
But then my husband's like, well, you don't say, you know, this is my friend Gree when his name is Gary.
Oh, but that...
And so it's one of those situations where everyone's got their own way. I don't think it really matters. We all know which province you're talking about, but...
If that Calgary rule applied to every city, Edmonton would be Edmonton.
Edmonton.
Edmonton. Yeah, it's Edmonton, you know? There should be I's instead of the O's. So what is it? Is it Saskatchewan? 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 Or do you just say screw it and say Sasky? I know a lot of people that do that, you know, like who aren't familiar with Saskatchewan. They're like, yeah, Sasky. And that's it. You know, that's all they say. If you want to have your voice heard here, how do you properly say the end of Saskatchewan? It's win.
I just would like to quickly note before you call or text us 938-0963 to let us know, my option C currently in the lead.
Okay, but people always vote for you because they like
I'm
you better.
Always right.
No, they just like you better.
I'm
that's why. They're
right.
Trying to suck up to you. That's why. Okay.
I'm always right.
No, it's Saskatchewan. It's Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan.
Can we both agree that the one person who always butchers Saskatchewan is Matt Dunnigan?
Oh, he's the worst.
The panel guy from TSN?
He Matt Dunnigan, thick neck, blonde hair, ex-football player, great guy. Never met him, but still. He seems to take the four syllables of Saskatchewan and turns it into two and calls it Sketchin'.
Sketchin'!
Sketchin'
Rough
Riders.
Oh, that Darian Durant from the Sketchin' Rough Riders. Like, move your lips, Dunnigan, come on. We found quite possibly the best headline of all time. Ready, Cooper?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Shoopa dabba doo, hoppa dooba dooba ba boo, headline hall of fame. You found this one, so I'll let you do the honors, okay?
Oh, thanks, man. Police hunt for a man caught on camera licking family's doorbell for 3 hours. 3. And you know what? It's just like you think.
Yeah.
Did he lick the doorbell for 3 hours? Yes, he did. He licked the doorbell for 3 hours and then peed on their front lawn when he was done.
Just to top it all off, hey?
Because when you're standing there licking a doorbell for so long, you're like, oh man, I haven't peed in ages. I better pee on their lawn.
Now, if this headline was just police hunt for man caught on camera licking family's doorbell, I get that. People like to lick weird things. You know, it happens, you know? It just might be your thing. You like to lick stuff. But for 3 hours? I'm kind of impressed, to be honest with you. Like, the determination of this guy to lick a doorbell for 3 hours? That guy's got patience right there.
And it's so funny because of the technology we have now with the porch pirates, people stealing packages off of people's front steps. Lots of people have these doorbell cameras now, and it's becoming a huge source of entertainment / criminal activity.
Uh-huh. This is why I don't want one of those cameras, though. Because I don't want to know. Like, if this happened to me, I'd have to sell my house and move.
I think so.
I would not want to live there anymore. Like, just knowing someone licked my doorbell for 3 hours, I can't live there anymore. It would be ruined. So you know what? That whole out of sight, out of mind thing, I couldn't have one of these cameras. I don't want to know.
And let's hope, I'm assuming drugs were involved in this. Because
I hope so.
The average person wouldn't just be like, what do you want to do tonight? I don't know. You want to go lick doorbells for 3 hours? Yeah.
It's no secret that people from the Maritimes, they're a different breed. Case in point, a Nova Scotia man ate 19 donairs in an hour to set an unofficial world record. This guy ate 19 donairs and a Fresca in 60 minutes.
Nice choice of beverage. And I like the fact that it's unofficial. Like, this was just for his own, you know, personal best. You know, he just was like, yeah, I'm going to eat them, and it doesn't matter for anybody else other than me.
That's what you do when you're bored in the Maritimes. You just try and set the world record for most donairs eaten in an hour. That's why I want to go there.
And he paid out of his own pocket $8.04 per donair, so $150 to achieve his feat. And he's apparently like a sort of B-list competitive food eater. He's done these sort of things before. And he said he wanted to beat his own record of donairs before, which was 6.
Two things here. The donair was $8. That's too cheap for a donair. When it comes donairs, you don't want to like cheap out, because sometimes it can be like an iffy donair, and that can lead to
$8 is too cheap?
Yeah, you got to get the quality donair. It's got to be at least $10.
Holy
Come on, Stacey. You donair rookie over here.
I am 100% a donair rookie.
Also, I wonder if that's like his go-to line with the ladies. Hey, how's it going? I'm a B-list
competitive food eater.
Well, he's a Maritimer, so it's like, hey there, ladies, how's it going? Oh, I'm a B-time eater, eh? Oh, yeah, how's she going?
B-time eater.
Do you have any, like, food challenges, like, that you're kind of proud of? Or anything like that? Like, anything like this guy?
I've never gone to that extent, but watching these food competition, the big guy, Joey...
Chestnut,
who does the Coney Island hot dog eating thing, I can't handle watching them because I'm always worried that they're going to barf. And
I
do not care to see people throw up, because barfing is disgusting. And when you're cramming, what does he eat, like 75 hot dogs
something
or something?
Like that,
it's so gross.
You're not a puker?
I don't know. Well, I would consider myself to... I don't want to call myself a puker. Obviously, I've puked a few times during this whole pregnancy thing, but my dad has got a crazy, like, 20-something year non-puking record.
Like Jerry Seinfeld.
And he almost blew it 1 year, I remember. And we were always, as kids, amazed that my dad hadn't puked for, like, 20 years or something. And he ended up eating a bunch of salt at the bottom of a pretzel bag once, because he didn't want to waste the crumbs, and pours, like, almost 2 tablespoons of salt in his hand, pops it in his mouth, goes about his day. See him later, he's like, I do not feel good. I'm like, Dad, you just ate 2 tablespoons of salt. What do you expect? He almost blew his record.
Yesterday, when you said that you were allergic to eggs, but your family still made you eat eggs, I thought that was the most Mennonite story of all time. Until that story. Your dad didn't want to waste anything, so he ate the salt out of the bottom of the pretzel bag? Holy Mennonite. Would you rather your significant other cooks a meal for you? They have the candles. They put a lot of love and effort into this meal. It's even your favorite dish with all your favorite signs. Like, they did their research. It's very sweet.
Yep.
But it just tastes awful. Like, it's just horrible. Like, you can't even finish it. You're like, oh nope. But it's the effort that counts, right? Or your significant other just takes you out for supper. Not a really fancy restaurant, not a dump either, but just like a middle-of-the-road restaurant. You have an okay meal, they pay, you have an okay time, and the food's pretty good.
Oh, jeez.
What would you rather?
Well, because I love food so much, I would hate to have to choke down a whole meal. I think I would say restaurant.
Do you know how awkward that conversation would be, though, Sean?
Sitting there thinking,
hey, I know that you put a lot of time and effort into this, but this sucks.
It's disgusting.
Like, heartbroken instantly
right there.
And especially if they're like, so how is it? How is it? You know? Because if you put 3 hours of time into something, you're going to want it to taste good.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't have that conversation. I would choke it down. I would eat the meat.
What would you choose, though? I would
choose the bad food.
The bad food.
Like, if Brinley took all this time and effort making something for me, I would have to just take one for the team, stuff it down my throat, and just be like, okay, this will be over soon.
Let's never do this again.
Exactly, you know? But, like, what would you rather? If you want to call or text us, 306-938-0963. I hate confrontation. I can't have that conversion with my future wife.
I hear you.
Because if I do, I feel like such a bad guy, you know?
Well, then you probably run the risk of it being like, well, guess I'm never doing this again for you.
At the same time, too, if I do say, oh, it's delicious, then what if she just keeps making it and making it?
Then you're in a wormhole you can't get out of.
And then that's my life forever.
Mm-hmm.
Still better than having that awkward conversation, though.
turns out that swearing in front of your kids is totally all right.
Let loose, parents. Just go wild.
We need to clarify, of course, that they say the odd casual swearing.
So not like Ricky from Trailer Park Boys. Don't just start going off like that.
No.
No.
The researchers, experts, what have you, have decided that there are no actual implications on children's well-being, socialization, those sort of things, as far as they can tell from their research.
So, like, do they say an age? Like, is this babies or 10-year-olds or...
I think just children in general. Like, if you have a child in your house, I would assume up until the age of, let's see, 15, that sort of thing.
Okay.
What they do say, though, of course, is that there is a difference between verbal abuse and casual swearing. So,
well, obviously,
goes back to what you were saying. You can't just unleash and, you know, use the expletives with anger, that sort of things. But if you happen to, I don't know, drop a piece of bread jam side down on the carpet and use the old SH word, you know what? It's not going to ruin your child.
That's not a case for a swear there. I was thinking like stub your toe. That's swear worthy.
Dropping toes face down, jam side on the carpet? Ugh, what a nightmare.
I didn't hear the carpet part, okay? If it's hardwood, no. You just wipe it off. You wipe it up, you go on with your day.
Oh, yeah,
carpet,
no.
Yeah,
carpet.
That's an hour-long project right there to get all the jam out of the fibers and stuff like that. I kind of think that not using replacement swear words instead of swear words in front of your kids is almost worse. Like, if you stub your toe and you're like, ah, fudge knuckles. I think that's worse to do in front of your kids. Because your kids are going to be like, what do you mean, Dad? Like, what were... And then you have to, like, explain it. Oh, well, I actually meant this word. And it's like, what? No?
But plus, hearing a little four-year-old say, ah, fudge knuckles, that'd be funny.
Yeah,
as opposed to them saying the actual F word.
But you know what they want to say, though. That's the thing. You know what they want to say. Do you remember the first time your parents swore in front of you?
No.
You're Mennonite. What am I talking about here? They probably... What was the worst word they said in front of you?
Like, my parents, first of all, if they do ever swear, it's the SH word.
Yeah.
It's the poop emoji.
Yeah.
And that's the only one they'll use. And my grandma even uses it. Bless
Whoa.
Her little Mennonite hand-stitched wool socks.
Yeah.
She used it yesterday. I was talking to her about going shopping for fabric, and she used it once to describe the quality of fabric. And I was like, all right, Grandma, I get you.
I'm telling the Mennonite police.
She's 89. She can do what she wants.